This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 20th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather today is varied. In Tel Aviv, skies are sunny, inviting residents to enjoy the outdoors. Jerusalem sees a few clouds, but remains warm. Meanwhile, Haifa stays comfortable with mild temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed the terrorist responsible for the attack on the Nova Festival on October 7th. Also, the IDF states the individual attempted to target GHF sites. Meanwhile, a hospital bombing in Al-Yaman al-Said has killed two and injured others. Also, Ynet reports that Jordan has intercepted three more Iranian missiles. This follows a series of attacks targeting U.S. forces in the region. Former President Trump has vowed to retaliate for every American soldier killed. Also, this hour, JNS shares that the American Federation of Teachers has passed a resolution. It blames Israel for a salary crisis in Palestinian-controlled areas. This move comes amid calls for an end to U.S. and Israeli military operations. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes a delay in the IDF's investigation into alleged Gaza war crimes. The reasons are unclear, but there may be external pressures affecting the probe. And finally, I-24 News reveals that the Pentagon concealed injuries from earlier Iranian attacks in Jordan. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global reports just minutes ago that the U.S. has launched new strikes against Iran. This follows an increase in the American death toll to 17, with Iran continuing to target U.S. forces in Jordan. Real-time missile alert tracker, IL Red Alert, indicates multiple explosions in Bandar Abbas and southern Keshm. These were heard around 23:30 local time. Lastly, Emily Schrader, a commentator, criticized R. Campos Duffy for her remarks on anti-Semitism. Schrader argues that blaming anti-Semitism on Israel misrepresents the Jewish community's views. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF's operation targeted an Islamic Jihad operative connected to the Nova Festival attack. This figure was also linked to planned attacks on GHF sites. The operation's success is a significant counter-terrorism step. However, the bombing at Al-Yaman al-Said Hospital raises concerns over civilian safety in conflict zones. Turning to the situation in Jordan, Ynet notes that Iranian missile attacks have increased. Jordanian forces intercepted three missiles earlier today. Trump's pledge to retaliate could escalate tensions further, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, JNS highlights a controversial move by the American Federation of Teachers. Their resolution links Israel to a financial crisis affecting Palestinian teachers. This decision may reflect broader geopolitical tensions and influence U.S.-Israel relations. On the Jerusalem Post's report, the IDF's Gaza war crimes probe faces delays. Unclear pressures from outside the IDF could be affecting the investigation's progress. This delay might hinder efforts to address accountability and transparency concerns. Finally, I-24 News sheds light on Pentagon activities. Concealed injuries from Iranian attacks in Jordan suggest tensions are higher than disclosed. This revelation could affect U.S. public opinion and military strategy in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Melisran has cancelled a major real estate acquisition. The deal to acquire Golden Mall fell through after signals from the competition authority suggested it wouldn't be approved. Separately, CTEC reveals that Israeli company Air has unveiled an upgraded personal aircraft. The Air One now features a redesigned airframe and improved cockpit ergonomics. It's a significant step ahead of piloted flight tests. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli institutions have invested $1 billion in U.S. company Edge Connex. This move involves several major Israeli investment firms, highlighting a strong interest in data centers. That's your Israel 18 news update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.